Welcome to another IBM Customer Case Study podcast. Today's podcast takes us to IBM Pulse, the industry's premier service management event. You're about to hear Jade Warren, Senior IT Support Analyst for Great River Energy, speak about his company's use of Tivoli Service Request Manager, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, and Maximo Asset Management. Together, these solutions integrate incident, service request, and change management processes. Great River Energy has more than 2,500 megawatts of generation and 4,500 miles of transmission lines. The company has been a longtime user of IBM Maximo Asset Management to manage its more than 110,000 enterprise assets. In 2004, the IT support services team sought to gain better control over its IT assets. Staff had a choice: use one system for asset management and another for service management processes and spend time sharing information among the different systems, or they could select one solution that does it all. They chose one solution that does it all. Let's listen to some of Jade's comments.
We are a cooperative that generates and transmits electricity. We are not-for-profit. We're owned by 28 members. And so essentially, our operation consists of creating electricity and bringing it to points around the state of Minnesota, where then our 28 members distribute that electricity to individual customers. Back in 2006 that we made the decision to transition away from our old service desk tool. What really drove that, it was a long project. It started out in 2004 as an asset management initiative because we felt that we had an opportunity within the support services group to get better control over the devices for which we're responsible. Desktops, laptops, client devices. We had been using an Access database that was functional but very rudimentary. It was a glorified spreadsheet in a lot of ways. And it became difficult for us to answer questions, especially around software licensing, because we didn't even know what computers we had out there, much less what software may have been on those computers. As the project team looked at asset management more closely and our requirements, we recognized that we would never be able to do successful IT asset management without some very close ties to service request, incident management, and change management. And so we recognized that any decision that we made would directly impact those other processes. And that realization forced us to change our scope mid-project. Two things that I can think of where Tivoli helps us. The first one is the fact that we're able to work better as a group, and that the tool provides that space upon which we can build good processes means that we're internally more efficient, and a more internally efficient organization is able to provide the same product or a better product at a lower cost. Along with that also, some of the processes that we do have in place, again, especially the work transfer, the fact that our work management happens in the same space as our asset management, means that when an incident is ongoing, people don't have to go to different places to look for different things. The data is all in the same place. It's transferred automatically. Everybody's familiar with the tool, and that increases their responsiveness, which, again, provides a better end-user customer experience. Because we do measure customer satisfaction, and we've always been 90% or better, but it actually keeps going up. And, again, that's with no decrease in headcount and with a lot more work. And again, a part of that is that we have this tool that allows us to provide customers with the information about their ongoing requests that they might want. The advent of Smart Grid, it's an inevitability, and it's a good inevitability that utilities will require Smart Grid technology, and IT will be front and center in enabling that, not only enabling the deployment of it, but also providing the support for it. And we see especially the TSRM product and asset management products as being critical to that service. We are a partner with the business. We don't just say that we are, we actually are, and the business agrees with us. They did a study within the organization about branding, and they determined that 2252, which is our service desk extension, was the best recognized brand inside of GRE. although then they later determined that it wasn't really a brand. But suffice to say, that was an indicator to all of us that we really do a good job of advertising the value that IT brings. We are not behind the scenes. People know who we are, they're comfortable in asking us for things, and they're confident that our processes deliver.
We've been listening to Jade Warren, Senior IT Support Analyst with Great River Energy. Thank you for joining us today. This has been another IBM Customer Case Study podcast. For more information, visit ibm.com/Tivoli.